We are basically at the bottom of page 21, Catholicism. We covered Catholicism a little bit last week. It's basically state church. What are the two kinds of, what are the two doctrines? Or what are the, there's two kinds of churches or doctrines of salvation, we'll call it. There you go. What are the two kinds of doctrine? They're very simple. By faith, by works. Thank you. Okay, so Catholicism, works. New Testament church, salvation by grace through faith. Through faith. So Roman Catholic theology on that little handout I gave you, I'll read that real quick. A theological system based upon the traditions of the church, the ex cathedra decrees of the popes, the writings of the early fathers, and the medieval schoolmen, and the Bible. Catholics maintain that since the church is the pillar and ground of the truth, they, the church alone, are the repository and sole interpreter of the truth. This is what is known as a state church. Church controls everything, your salvation, your church membership is part of your salvation. The forgiveness of sins is through a priest, through Mary, just on and on the catechisms. It's all dependent upon you checking all these boxes. That's a work salvation, and it is totally wicked. So turn the page to 22, infant baptism. This is the practice of sprinkling infants with holy water in order to wash away original sin and make them part of the church. These children will later go through their catechism and confirmation to reaffirm their devotions to the church. Not to Christ, to the church. All of your other denominations sprung out of the Catholic Church. Protestants. As far as it's Christian, of course we have, you know, Hinduism, Buddhism, all these other isms. That are false religions, we would call those pagan. So, but your Christian religions, you're either Catholic, Protestant, or Baptist. We did not come out of the Catholic Church. Anybody here not know that? It's very important that you understand that. We did not come out of the Catholic Church. Infant baptism is not scriptural. Somebody turn to Acts 2:41 for me. Can somebody do that? Brother John? Anybody turn to Acts 8:12 for me, Christy? And Acts 18:8. Brother Kyle. Brother John, as soon as you're there, go ahead.
Acts 2:41,
yep.
Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 300 souls. 3,000 souls.
So in there, what do we hear is necessary for baptism? Receive the word. Can an infant receive the word?
No.
So infant baptism is not biblical. Christy, you had Acts 8:12?
God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women.
Again, they heard the preaching, they received the preaching, they received the gospel. Absolutely necessary before baptism. Baptism does not save you, and it is definitely not going to save an infant. All you're doing is giving them a bath. Acts 18:8, Brother Kyle.
On Christmas, the chief ruler of the synagogue believed on the Lord with all his house and made the Corinthians. Hearing, believing, and
okay, common theme, hearing the gospel, believing on the word, okay, absolutely necessary, repentance and trust in Jesus Christ is necessary before baptism. What's baptism? What's that?
Profession.
So baptism is an outward symbol of an inward change. It's death, burial, and resurrection. Dead in trespasses and sins, raised in the newness of life. So, and it's an identification, an outward acknowledgement. You're being baptized into a local body of believers under an authority. God does everything decently and in order. An infant cannot make a choice. You can't force salvation on someone. So infant baptism is not scriptural. And you need to be able to refute that if you're going to refute Catholicism. Purgatory. This is the belief that there is a place of temporary punishment in order to purge the soul from their sin. Thus, everyone will eventually get to heaven once they have paid a high enough price for their sins. This dogma is from the apocryphal book of 2 Maccabees 12. I personally never read that, but we're not going to have time to go through the rest of these scriptures. But again, what is dogma? What's that? Doctrine? Is that, huh?
A teaching, right? Dogma is a teaching.
So dogma is a Greek word that is translated as ordinances in the Authorized King James Version. It is defined as an established law. So purgatory, where to say that? This is a dogma, so this is an established law from the apocryphal book of 2 Maccabees 12. Again, this kind of stuff right here points me to the reason why I need to know why I use a King James Version. And that this is going to be part of soul winning, and this is going to be part of discipleship. That's on purpose. So that means wrap it up. So, point is, extreme measures for extreme circumstances. I would encourage you not only in studying your church history, why you go to a Baptist church, why you use a King James Version, why understand what a Westcott and Hort text is, and why all those Bibles based on that are false, and know some of the discrepancies. And Christy and I watched some stuff on the way home just kind of sharpen ourselves. You need to be able to refute these things. It's all part of understanding. It will just reaffirm your position and give you more solid ground understanding and make you a more effective soul winner, a more effective disciple, and make you a more effective Christian, more dedicated. So hopefully at some point in the future we'll have church history and maybe courses on why King James Version and just, but you can study those things without a class, and I would encourage you to do that. So got to close. Any last second thoughts? We got just a minute.
I was just going to say, John, the semester in FBI, it's on the doctrine of the Bible.
Okay.
So there will be a class about why we use the King James Version.
Right. Important to know that. Is anybody in here? Time everybody didn't know something. But anybody in here not really know why you use a King James Bible? Just anybody willing to say, hey, I don't really know why? There's a time I didn't really know. I do now. Okay. Well, we're going to dismiss and actually be on time. Brother Micah, would you dismiss us?
Say it every time we get to go to your house, Lord. Just learn something new from your word. Thank you for Brother John being willing to teach his class. Lord, thank you for Lord just reviving him, as well as everyone that went on the tour, Lord. Just thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for last week. I thank you for what you've done in my heart, Lord. Just the Lord reviving me as well. I just pray to be with Dad as he preaches today. Just pray to give him the words to speak.
You have been listening to an audio message from McGregor Road Baptist Church. We are located on the southeast side of Indianapolis, Indiana. To learn more about our church, visit www.actonschurch.com. You can also call us at 317-862-3414. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you as you seek to grow in the Lord.